Content note, no fucking blue pumpkins were harmed in the posting of this memory.
October 31st, 1978, the night I stopped being a meditation teacher. Roll with me here. It'll just take too long to connect all the dots. I'll give you a couple quick selfies. You'll get the picture. Let's just say I decided to burn all my bad karma bridges at precisely 6:32 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, October 31st, 1978.
Hold that thought, my fellow misfits. I'm Johnny Profane, and you're journeying with Autistic AF Out Loud. Tonight, we rewind to a Halloween tale from 78, a night of rebellion, realization, raw emotion, burnt bridges, and the power of embracing one's true autistic self. Feel the pull, click share, and pass this episode on to someone who needs to hear it.
Maybe it was a few too many years meditating, fasting, vegan, celibate, I don't know.
So click selfie number one.
I'm working as a union typesetter in Oakland, Bay Area Typographers Union, with the occasional double overtime, making more money than any 25-year-old knows what to do with, so I duke the waiter $20 for an instant seat. Yeah, nearly $100 in 2023 money for a yuppie Berkeley chic French bistro, ferns, Egyptian combed cotton napkins, tucked into hand-loomed organic wool sweaters. Another $40, $200 today. No reservation, no plan, just because I'm walking by. Okay, let's burn that first bad karma bridge. If I'm going to eat meat, I'll have that filet mignon au poivre for bonus bad karma points. Let's start with goose liver pâté en crostini. A little extra fig syrup on the side. I pause, glancing up and down the handwritten pre-fix menu. No wonder this joint could afford a Goins poster. Then French onion soup, because anything made from beef consommé drives me wild. You got a really peppery dark red Cabernet Franc? Curt nod from the vested wait person. Never cracks a smile. Okay, yeah, that ought to go. Bring me what you got. Whoops, that was the second bad karma bridge I burnt. No alcohol or drugs since I got initiated. Patanjali didn't approve. Well, come to think of it, maybe the third too. Patanjali wasn't big on greed or overindulgence either.
Click. Selfie number two.
As I'm out there searching for more freedom, let's take a moment for a quick message from someone who's all about breaking free and being true to yourself. It's Johnny Profane. You know, I believe no one should have to pay to be autistic. That's why all my content is free. But to keep it that way, I rely on the generosity of people like you. My modest expenses for tools and websites come to about $200 a month. If you find value in what I do, please click below. Together, we can keep this space inclusive and open for all.
Back to the night that changed everything.
So, I'm back out on the street, feeling loose, feeling fine. Stomach gurgling with all that beef, but I still need more free. Walking down Telegraph, I hit an all-night liquor store. Say, I always heard about 151 rum. Gotta wonder.
Whoa, let's just cross that off the old bucket list and never do that again.
I wake up on a closely cropped grass lawn northwest of UC Berkeley. Bottle of Bacardi 151 spilled next to me, probably within smelling distance of Philip K. Dick's old digs. Couple more bad karma bridges burnt, probably. But hell, I'm still drunk. I lose count. It's about 11:15 p.m. What to do now? I know! A really violent, disturbing, forbidden movie.
Click. Selfie number three.
So I walk to the UC Berkeley Theater. It's a repertory house. Plays a different double bill of old classics every night.
But it's Halloween. Sign reads, Halloween Midnight Double Feature, Rocky Horror, Mad Max.
And under their fabulous red neon marquee is the longest line of freaks, geeks, punks, and junkies I've ever seen. And I was homeless on the Bowery, briefly, before grad school. Most are plastered in campy dragon lady makeup, capes, and feather boas. A group of them are dancing and screaming out the lyrics to Rapper's Delight, playing on a boombox. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Another first for me. Sugar Hill Gang had just released the first rap song I ever heard a few weeks before. No Chuck D, but damn, that beat. Now this whole squirmy scene was the burnt karma bridge the old guru totally lost his shit over. See, we were supposed to only live in groups with other meditators, because non-meditators were so stressed, impure, bad vibes. That could really kill your bliss. And here I was, bumping uglies with the loudest, crassest, smelliest mess of humans I could find. And they didn't call it berserkly for nothing.
Yet another click. Selfie number 4.
What are these freaks on? Throwing toast at the screen, spraying water into the air, screaming, "Where's your neck?" at every appropriate moment. And God alone knows what was going on in that writhing mess of body parts in the back two rows, because I sure never looked.
Click one, last time, selfie number 5.
They sing the hymn, "Don't dream it, be it. Don't dream it, be it." We're all singing. I'm crying. Yeah, I was home. Freaks, geeks, punks, and junkies. Turns out the jocks were right. Back in junior high, I was weird, and these were my peeps, and I was fucking tired of dreaming it.
Hey, it's Johnny Profane. Do you feel seen, maybe gaining some insight into your autistic loved one's life? If today's episode resonates, subscribe for free and journey with us through more unfiltered, authentic tales of autistic life. Now, here comes the big finish.
So, that was the night I stopped being a meditation teacher. The night I made the first crack in my autistic mask. The night I took the first step of a 38-year journey to grow up and become fully autisticaf.me.
Oh yeah, the second feature.
Mad Max. I'm so overwhelmed by the madness of the Rocky Horror crowd that I sleep right through Mad Max. But I kept having this recurring nightmare. Boomerangs and flying bloody fingers. Was I dead? Was this hell? Or heaven?
Happy neurodivergent Halloween. Go do autisticaf.you.